I think you all are ready. It's amazing what that light does for us, but it is time. So we want to thank each and every one for being here this evening. I'm so glad that you could be with us this evening. If you're visiting with us, we're very thankful that you came our way, and hope that any other opportunity that you have that you can come back. A few announcements before we begin this evening. I don't think we have any new announcements, but some we would like to repeat. If you were not able to be here this morning, make sure you get a bulletin. A lot of announcements, and especially, of course, the list of prayer requests that we have to keep up with, and remember all the many friends and family that we have in need of our prayers. We want to remember the Tyndall family and the sudden passing of Bruce. As we mentioned this morning, no physical visits at this time, and we'll keep you all posted in other ways that we can help that family. But of course, we all can help tremendously with our prayers for Yvonne and Carl and the rest of their family in the passing of Bruce. I think worth repeating, of course, rejoice in our new brothers in Christ. Levi Nichols and Elijah Morrison, and of course we share in the joy that the Nichols and the Donahoes and the Morrisons all have for our two new brothers. So remember Levi and Elijah as well. I want to thank Mike and Gina Ustry and all our young people who were involved in our teacher appreciation lunch today. That was very nice. Thank you. Young people and the Usheries for putting that together. That was very nice. And also keep Bill and Kay in your prayers. They are traveling to Alabama as we speak to be with, of course, Rob and his family the next few days. So keep them in your prayers as they travel. And would like to let you know our plan this evening, our devotional that we're going to have is an outline prepared by Bill, so we want to thank him for putting these thoughts together that we're about to share and participate in. I do want to say a couple more things, and then we'll get started with our worship this evening. The last song, and Carrie will have us stand at the last song, and please remember during that time, if you were unable to partake of the Lord's Supper, it's left prepared for you. And then our brother Todd will lead us in our closing prayer to conclude our evening. And any time, of course, we want to offer the invitation, but it won't be an invitation song as such, but whether it's during that last song or after we conclude our prayer, if you have any needs, we'll be up here to help in any way that we can with that. I want to thank all the men that are involved in leading prayer and reading scripture and leading songs this evening. But I want to thank each of you especially for participating in our worship. It would be centered around Romans, a meditation on Romans 12, how a continuing response to the gospel keeps a congregation healthy. How a continuing response to the gospel keeps a congregation healthy. So the men reading scriptures will be starting with the end of Romans 11 and continue on through Romans 12 will be the passages. And of course, the songs we'll be singing together in both spirit and in mind will be related to those thoughts. So keep that in mind. And Bill wanted me to remind us all that the first 11 chapters of Romans, of course, are about the gospel. And then as you get into chapter 12, it's about what our response then will be to that. Romans is about the gospel being the power of God for salvation for anyone who will accept it. And there are passages in this letter that have to do with one's initial response to the gospel in becoming a Christian. This part of the letter, though, is about our continuing response to the gospel every day as the Lord's people. So please keep that in mind as we begin our worship this evening, beginning with Brother Jason leading us in prayer.
bow with me.
Great and awesome God, we joyfully pray to you tonight, thanking you for this day, this first day of the week, this beautiful day that we've been given. We are in awe of your power and your might and your love and your concern for us. This morning we heard a great lesson on the spreading of seeds and the planting of seeds for as teachers and as fellow Christians and brothers and sisters and as camp directors and counselors. We are reminded that this morning, that today sessions open up in Green Valley and tomorrow sessions open up in Happy Hollow and next week and the previous, the next week after that. So there's still time left in this summer to spread those seeds into what we hope is fertile ground. And we ask you for your assistance, your help on those of us who are going to be dipping our hands into those seed bags to toss them out, that you would bless us with the right words to say and the right attitude, with strength, with a refreshness of spirit and soul and body and attitude, and just help us in that awesome job of spreading the gospel, doing what little we can in order to make a difference in somebody's life. And hopefully we see the fruition of that as we saw just this week with Levi and Elijah. Father, this time tonight, this wonderful time tonight that we have to read in Romans chapter 12, and this time tonight we have to sing praises to you. We invite you to be among us as we do this. We hope that our songs will be joyful to your ears, and we hope that seeds will even be spread this evening. You are our Father, the Creator of all mankind. Tonight we praise you. We praise Jesus, our Savior, who, were it not for his sacrifice, we would have no hope. And it is in his name that we pray. Amen.
Oh, the depth and of the riches, both of the wisdom and of the knowledge of God. How unsearchable his judgments and untraceable his ways. For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor? And who has ever given to God that he should be repaid? For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen.
Stand and sing for these first two songs.
How great thou art.
O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. And when I think that God his Son not sparing sent him to die, I scarce can take it in that on the cross my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior, God to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior, God to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. You are beautiful beyond description, too marvelous for words, too wonderful for comprehension, like nothing ever seen or heard. Who can grasp your infinite wisdom? Who can fathom the depth of your love? You are beautiful beyond description, majesty enthroned above. And I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you. Holy God, to whom all praise is due, I stand in awe of you.
Maybe seated.
I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect.
I am
mine no more. I am mine no more. I've been bought with blood, and I am mine no more. Jesus is my Lord. Jesus is my Lord, and He rules my life. Jesus is my Lord.
293.
My life, my love, I give to Thee, Thou Lamb of God, who died for me. Oh, may I ever faithful be, my Savior and my God. I'll live for Him who died for me. How happy then my life shall be. I'll live for Him who died for me, my Savior and my God. O Thou who died on Calvary to save my soul and make me free, I'll consecrate my life to Thee, my Savior and my God. I'll live for Him who died. died for me. How happy then my life shall be. I'll live for him who died for me, my Savior and my God. Father God, just for today, help me walk your narrow way. Help me stand when I could fall. Give me the strength to hear your call. May my steps be worship. May my thoughts be praise. May my words bring honor to your name. May my steps be worship. May my thoughts be praise. May my words bring honor to your name. Here I am, just for today. Live in me, have your own way. For my desire, when this race is run, is only to hear you say, well done. May my steps be worship. May my thoughts be praise. May my words bring honor to your name. May my steps be worship. May my thoughts be praise. May my words bring honor to your name.
For by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. For as in one body we have many members, and the members do not all have the same function, so we, though many, are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another, having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us. Let us use them, if prophecy in portion to our faith, if service in our serving, the one who teaches in his teaching, the one who exhorts in his exhortation, the one who contributes in his generosity, the one who leads with zeal, the one who does acts of mercy with cheerfulness.
Number 847, bind us together.
Bind us together, Lord, bind us together with cords that cannot be broken. Bind us together, Lord, bind us together, Lord, bind us together with love. There is only one God, there is only one King. There is only one body, that is why we can sing. Bind us together, Lord, bind us together with cords that cannot be broken. Bind us together, Lord, bind us together, Lord, bind us together with love.
Number 401, live for Jesus.
live for Jesus, oh my brother, his disciple ever be. Render not to any other what alone the Lord should be. Live for Jesus, give him all thou hast to give. On the cross the world's Redeemer gave his life that thou mightst live. Live for Jesus in life's morning, at the noontide hour be his. And at eve when day is turning, and inherit endless bliss. Live for Jesus, give him all thou hast to give. On the cross the world's Redeemer gave his life that thou mightst live.
Romans 12:9-12. Let love be without hypocrisy. Adore what is evil and cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in brotherly love. Give preference to one another in honor, not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, persevering in tribulation, and being devoted to prayer. A common love.
A common love for each other, a common gift to the Savior, a common bond holding us to the Lord. A common strength when we're weary, a common hope for tomorrow, a common joy in the truth of God's Word.
Number 250. How sweet, how heavenly.
So, how sweet, how heavenly is the sight when those that love the Lord in one another's peace delight, and so fulfill the word. When each can feel his brother's sigh, and with him bear a part. When sorrow flows from eye to eye, and joy from heart to heart. When free from envy, scorn, and pride our wishes all above, each can his brother's failings hide and show a brother's love. When love in one delightful stream through every bosom flows, when union sweet and dearest seem in every action glows, love is the golden chain that binds the happy souls above. And he's an heir of heaven who finds his bosom glow with love.
Romans 12:13-16. Contributing to the needs of the saints, practicing hospitality. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind toward one another. Do not be haughty in mind, but associate with the lowly. Do not be wise in your own estimation.
First verse only. 341.
So, is your life a channel of blessing? Is the love of God flowing through you? Are you telling the lost of the Savior? Are you ready His service to do? Make me a channel of blessing today. Make me a channel of blessing, I pray. My life possessing, my service blessing. Make me a channel of blessing today.
Things we do. Have you lifted a stone from your brother's way as he struggled along life's road? Have you lovingly touched some poor door, shared with someone his heavy load? Oh, the things we may do, you and I, you and I. Oh, the love we can give if we try. Just a word or a song as they're passing along. They will count in the great by and by. Have you spoken a word full of hope and cheer? Have you walked slower pace? Till the weary of heart who were stumbling on took new care, run the race. Oh, the things we may do, you and I. Oh, the love we can give if we try. Just a word or a song as we're passing along. They will count in the great by and by.
Repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God. For it is written, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay," says the Lord. To the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. For by so doing, you will heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me, all His wonderful passion and purity. May His Spirit divine all my being refine. Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me. When your burden is heavy and hard to bear, when somebody unkind to you, some words spoken that pierce you through and through, think how He was beguiled, spat up on and reviled. Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in you. From the dawn of the morning to close of day,
in example and deeds and in all you say. Lay your gifts at his feet, ever strive to be sweet. Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in you. Unto thee, O Lord. We stand for the song and remain standing for the closing prayer. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed, let not my enemies triumph over me. Yea, on that way, on thee be ashamed. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed, let not my enemies triumph over me.
Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you again for this time of assembly, Lord, for this time to come together around your throne and pronounce your praise and your glory. We pray, Lord, that you would help us to example the words that we have listened to and heard today, and, Lord, put them to good work. We pray, Lord, that you would help us to be to the challenge of life and to the needs of life in a steadfast way, Lord, that we would not fall too easy, but that we would be strong and patient, Lord, that you would help us to overcome adversities, that you would help us to run the race in a way that honors and glorifies you. We know there are many who are facing challenges right now. Lord, we remember those in our hearts, Lord, who are grieving. We pray, Lord, that you would help those situations to be eased in their mind and in their spirit. Lord, to know that life goes on, those who have obeyed the gospel, and that there is a home above waiting for us. We pray, Lord, that you would help us to, again, not forget how to example Christ in our life. Lord, that there are many ways and there are many things that need to be done. And we pray, Lord, that for those who are at camp, that they would also be learning how to run the race in a good way. Lord, we pray that you would be with those who are traveling and that they would be safe in those travels. But then, Lord, that you would help us to always again to keep the light of your Son in front of us, and that we would stand up before you, Lord, in a good way. Lord, my words are coming hard right now. My heart is full. My mind is struggling. But we pray, Lord, that you would just help us to, again, keep together with you. For in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.